Last Sunday, thousands of people came together at Seattle's Cal Anderson Park to mourn the Orlando shooting victims. The Seattle Men's Chorus and Seattle Women's Chorus joined together as the vigil kicked off. Dennis Coleman is artistic director of both choruses. He retires this summer after 35 years. His final performance on the podium is June 24th and 25th. Coleman told me how the choruses are preparing for that show in the wake of the tragedy in Orlando.
Well, obviously, with a chorus, you can't just learn something in a week's time. But luckily, there were several pieces in this upcoming concert that truly fit the emotion of the time that we're in. For instance, we're singing from Les Miserables, we're singing Bring Him Home about the young man who is dying, and we're going to dedicate that to the victims of the Orlando massacre. But a number of the songs speak to that, because this is a concert where we're going to look back at 35 years of activism on the part of the men's chorus and 13 or 14 years for the women's chorus. And we're going to be looking at some of the material from those past years that dealt with the very issues that Orlando is dealing with. The need to be who we are, to be proud, to come out, to move ahead, to be brave, to be loving. It's all of that is in the music.
Both choruses are busy rehearsing for this last concert. What is going through their minds, do you think, as they prepare?
I think that the horrible incident in Orlando has helped us as a gay and lesbian community to remember some important things that perhaps we've forgotten. We can look back to 1981 when the men's chorus was formed and remember some of the stigma attached to the chorus, to us as individuals. We can remember past incidences where people were murdered here in Seattle, or everybody's forgotten about the massacre in New Orleans in the early 70s where 37 gay people were killed in a bar. Now, today, people are aware of it. They're talking about it. They're recognizing the humanity that's lost. That's totally different than it was in the 70s or even in the 80s when the chorus started. So what's going through our head is an important reminder of who we are as a community, where we've come. But to me, most importantly, it's a positive understanding that our society today is so different than it was in the 80s and the 70s when something like this occurred and the press would hardly cover it, the churches wouldn't hold funerals, the politicians would talk about they deserved it. It's a new world. And also, having gone through the last 15 or 20 years of fighting for our rights, and the choruses were very much involved in that, now that we've had the last 5-10 years of a number of significant victories culminating in marriage equality, it is instructive for us to realize where we've come from. And I have young singers in the men's and women's choruses who have no idea how difficult it was to be gay and lesbian at that time. So this is serving a purpose, even though it's tragic.
Yeah, so what you're telling me, Dennis, is that it's both a commemoration of a horrific event, but also a celebration of achievements.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, we need to be humanized right now as a community because, you know, for years we've been the victors. We've fought other parts of our nation, you know, other constituencies, and we've won. And now we've lost a tremendous amount, not just us, but the whole country. And it humanized us again for the general public. We're hurting, you know, just like anybody would hurt.
Dennis Coleman is artistic director of the Seattle Men's Chorus and Seattle Women's Chorus. Coleman's final performances happen June 24th and 25th at McCaw Hall in Seattle.